Hello, and welcome to the Calm at Midlife podcast. My name's Maria Richardson. I'm a coach who focuses on helping women navigate the unique challenges and transitions that come with reaching midlife. Each week you'll hear me talk about what midlife is for women today. We'll explore the calm and midlife model that I have developed, and we'll discuss how they can find peace, balance and fulfillment as these women navigate the complexities of midlife with grace and resilience. I'm so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get on with the show. So this week, I want to dig in a little bit into what midlife is and the terms that have been used over the last few decades as to what midlife's about. And actually, I want to know where the term midlife crisis came from. So I've done a bit of research and I found out that a gentleman named Elliot Jacks, who was a Canadian chap, was presenting a paper to the British Psychoanalytical Society in 1957, and he described his patient as feeling that they were having a midlife crisis at the age of 36. Now, if you think about the age life expectancy then, so 70 was probably the life expectancy of a man, so 1957. But it wasn't until he actually published Death and the Midlife Crisis that in 1965 people started thinking it made sense to change your life in your 30s or 40s, because could you expect to live long enough to enjoy a new career, a new spouse? And, you know, as I was growing up, we heard about men having the midlife crisis. I do think it was journalism that spread it after this publication of this book. And often it was joked about that men had the midlife crisis buying fast cars and having affairs and starting a new life. And some of that still resonates now, and I'll come back to that in a little while. So as I was developing this, my calm coaching model, I can see that society's recognising that midlife is in transition. Well, it's actually not a crisis. And some of you might know, I do some lecturing at Anglia Ruskin University. And in one of my presentations, I talk about generational differences. Now, I use a diagram that boxes people into the different generations that, as they are described. But I ask them to not think about keeping people in a box. But I also ask them if they fit the description of each generation. So post the Second World War, we know of baby boomers, and a lot of us that are in midlife now will be the offspring of baby boomers, though not all of us. We also now have Gen X, which is anybody that is now between 40 and 65. Then you've got Gen Y, Gen Z, the Alpha generation. One of them is millennials, and I'm never quite sure which one. But anyway, what do all those letters mean? But it was one thing I get the students to consider. But then I started thinking, what the heck did those letters mean in the first place? Where did they come from? So another chap generated the phrase Generation X, and it came from his first novel he published in 1991. And it was a chap called Douglas Coupland, and he was a Canadian novelist, designer and visual artist. And the book was called Generation X, Tales of an Accelerated Culture. So that got me thinking even more, what the heck's Generation X about? And actually, it made me reflect on, was Gen X, what I grew up, how I grew up, and what's happened during my lifetime. The first thing that I read about was actually we had the baby boomers who were up until 1965. Though I do know that some people that were born in those 64, 65 will say they're not a baby boomer, they're definitely Gen Z. Gen X, sorry, apologies, Gen X. But Gen X have been now called the baby bust. And that's due to the decline in birth rate from the mid-60s onwards. Now, we think about it. Contraceptive pill was identified. Women started to be able to have more choice. And as time has progressed, we've now got IVF, which I think I heard the other day that I can't remember how many million, but there's about 3 million babies being born to IVF in the UK. Please don't quote me on that. I'm happy for anybody to correct my facts. It was just a memory. But it started me thinking about what the heck else have we had? So we've gone from the Sony Walkman to the BlackBerry phone, if anybody remembers them, to iPhones. From, you know, in the mid-60s, the Beatles, rock and roll, through to punk, all the way up to today's modern, I'm going to show my age again, take that, but also Beyonce, anybody you want to see who is in music, you know, we've got such a change. There's also been a decline in marriage. There are more women than men in university now. And actually, over our generation, anybody that's in midlife, we've seen role reversal with men not having to be the main breadwinner. Something else that came up when I was reading was we were latchkey kids. You know, some of us, our parents were working, so we were the latchkey kids. I don't hear that phrase too much nowadays, and in some ways with my history of having worked in safeguarding, I'm quite pleased, but I'm sure there are still some kids that are latchkey kids. Well, that facts about Generation X, we've got more debt than anyone before us and possibly could still be paying our mortgages in our 70s. We could be the bank of mum and dad for our own kids. And in fact, the bank of mum and dad is the sixth biggest mortgage lender, in inverted commas, of the current era. Women are more financially independent now, they work more and they want to work longer. They don't necessarily want to retire earlier. But something to add into that is I was very lucky. I got final salary pension, but anybody following on from me in the next few years won't be able to do that. So anybody that's in the younger end of Gen X won't have that. Something else that struck me was with Gen X, apparently there are more remarriages and more blended families. There's also an increase with women in midlife now having no dependents through choice or not choice. And had a bit of an interesting conversation on LinkedIn this last week about that, about women who decide to choose not to have children. And sometimes the lack of support they can get because they've made that choice. Life expectancy. Women did outnumber men 3-1, but the life expectancy is now, the gap in the life expectancy is closing. But this was a little bit of a shocking fact. In the next 6 years, so by 2030, half of society will be over 50. So that will mean half of society will actually be in midlife. So, you know, working longer. So what does this all mean for calm in midlife? Well, I think we're at the point now where we can start thinking about what we want. Fortune has certainly helped me find what I want. And this is where the coaching I offer midlife women helps to find that clarity of what we seek. It's still thought about making a change in midlife's too risky. What if it doesn't work? What about my pension? How long do I want to work in this job? Generation X were actually lured into the job security and a job for life. Certainly when I was 18 and started nursing, I thought, oh, NHS, you know, you're in there for life. But change happens and lots of change has happened. We know that retirement age has increased for the state pension, pensions have changed, but there isn't that feeling of security. And certainly within the NHS, I was very lucky. I didn't get made redundant. Though, if I'm honest, I offered once or twice, but nobody took me up on it. But some people took voluntary redundancy. Some people were made redundant. What was amazing with the people that I worked with that were made redundant or chose redundancy was their resilience and that they've found different paths. Some have become coaches. There's somebody I know that is a photographer. Somebody else completely changed, went abroad and is working abroad. But as in a nursing role again, you know, there's lots of things that midlife is now an opportunity to grow. And I've talked about motivation in a previous episode, and I just want to tick back to that a little bit with Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if anybody knows that. And when we look at the hierarchy of needs triangle, the first four needs are actually deficiency needs. It's because it is what we need. And when we get to the peak of the triangle, it's self-actualization. And actually, is it now that we get to midlife that we can reach self-actualization? It's our motivation to realise our full potential. At the end of the day, we have got a limited time on this mortal coil. So midlife, for me, is still an opportunity for growth, that opportunity for learning, to discover who we are and to discover what we want. And certainly my coaching model helps women to think about that. We've also got loads of stuff on social media now. So posting things on social media with information about change and affirmations, daily quotes, what we manifest in our life. Slight tangent, I'm just listening to an audiobook about this at the minute and manifestation in the universe and quantum physics. I'm not quite sure I've got my head around it. But fits a little bit in with woo-woo, if people remember me talking about woo-woo. But I think now we've gone through those formative years. You know, we left school, we had to get good grades to get a good job. But now we're at this end of life, we've got an opportunity to think about what we want for ourselves and going a bit back to Brené Brown's quote about taking that layer of armour off. Is it what we want now? You know, it can be frightening. It is a change. It can feel risky because you're risking everything you've strived for, from leaving education through your first jobs, that job security. And in a recent article I was reading, we forget how much pressure we were under at school to get those good results, to get that first job, to get that promotion by the time you are 30 or whatever it was, etc., etc. But while this was happening, that's where our identities were being shaped. We're developing abilities and skills, which we still have, and we were establishing who we were, but we were also seeking approval for who we were in those years. So now in midlife, when you've got more time to think about who we are and what we want next, the job you're in might not be the job you always dreamed of. It might not be as secure. I mean, there is more talk I've heard, you know, in the company my husband works for, they get a new chief exec, they have a reshuffle, they have redundancies, they outsource. You know, there's no big companies where it's a job for life anymore. So is it an opportunity now? to look at the skills that you've developed in a different pursuit. I mean, my knowledge and skills, I can use most years one way or another through my years of the NHS. But in my transition, this transformation, those skills have been absolutely crucial as a coach. And for me, on my journey, reflection, thinking about who I am and what I want to be. So my question at the end of this week's episode is, if you are in midlife, and as I've said, that definition is yours, whether you're Gen X, you want to see it's 40 to 65, or whether it's earlier or later, you choose. But if you're feeling you're in midlife, do you want to define yourself differently and not be stuck on that proverbial box of being Generation X? I'd love to hear your answers on a postcard. Well, maybe it's not a postcard. Of a generation, you will have put things on a postcard. But if you'd like to ponder that question and send me a response to my email, maria@mariarichardson.co.uk, I will keep your answers anonymous and confidential. But I'd love to hear what you're thinking. What's next for you? Are you in that box of Generation X? Or are you willing to look at your life now and make that change? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out the show notes for more details on the things we talked about today. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. You can find me on my socials on LinkedIn and Maria Richardson Coaching on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love it if you could leave a review. And don't forget to press follow if you want my show to automatically download every week. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode. Bye for now.